Florida reports fewer coronavirus cases per capita than New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan. By Hannah Blow on April 10, 2021. Florida continues to report fewer new cases of the Chinese coronavirus per capita than pro-lockdown blue states such as New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. While the establishment media frequently criticized Governor Ron DeSantis, for prioritizing individual liberty throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Florida is continuing to fare better than certain blue states in terms of reporting new cases of the virus. Florida, which has no mask mandate in place, has reported 176.3 cases per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 37,859 cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC April 9 data. But three blue states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York, have reported more cases per capita in the same time frame, despite leaving certain restrictions in place, including statewide mask mandates. Michigan, for example, has reported 492.1 cases per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 49,141 cases. Pennsylvania has reported 230 cases per 100,000, or 29,441, in the last week as well. As Breitbart News has continued to note, CDC data separates New York City's data from the remainder of the state. Even so, New York, excluding the city, has reported 239.9 cases per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 26,525 cases. New York City specifically reported 289.4 cases per 100,000, or 24,303 in the same time frame. Combined, the Empire State has reported 50,828 cases in the last 7 days. Texas, which lifted coronavirus-related restrictions last month, including the statewide mask mandate which had remained in effect since last summer, is also faring far better than those blue states, reporting 64.6 new cases of the virus per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 18,731 cases total. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor on the coronavirus, has failed to explain why red states are experiencing a drop in cases despite relaxing restrictions against the advice of Democrats. It can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay because often, you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now, Fauci said during a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He continued, "You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of the activity on the outside like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoor. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great, but there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded. You can see a delay, and then all of a sudden tick right back up. We've been fooled before by situations where people begin to open up. Nothing happens, and then all of a sudden several weeks later, things start exploding on you. So, we've got to be careful we don't prematurely judge that." While Fauci believes it may be too early to judge Texas's trend, Governor DeSantis lifted restrictions in the Sunshine State months ago.